Jekka News, you need to know now.
Joburg up to 20 degrees tomorrow, Polokwane 22 and Pretoria 21 degrees.
The roads of Joburg are an absolute nightmare this afternoon, mainly because of a crime scene in Alberton on the N12 West. Before the R59 Reading interchange, there are lanes closed in the area, heavy traffic. Thank you, Alistair, for the message that you sent in just when that broke. And then it's also affecting the traffic in Germiston on the N3 South as you head towards the Eland's interchange.
So, man, with your sport headlines, Ben Stokes set to miss the fifth and final test because of a shoulder injury. Jofra Archer also misses out. And the Wallabies lose veteran prop Alan Alatoa for the third Lions test.
The MK Party's legal counsel, Advocate Dali Mpofu, has criticized President Cyril Ramaphosa's decision to launch another judicial commission of inquiry, arguing it's not in the public's best interest and lacks constitutional backing.
Is it in the best interest of our people that we have yet another multi-billion commission which may or may not yield any outcomes, so that community and the public can be sanitized and numbed into forgetting? By the time the commission report comes in 3-4 years' time, everyone would have forgotten what the issues are.
The commission, chaired by Justice Mbuyiseli Madlanga, was established to investigate explosive allegations made by KZN Police Commissioner Lieutenant General Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi. Meanwhile, low-cost domestic airline FlySafair says wage talks are continuing with striking pilots at the CCMA. FlySafair has offered a multi-year 5.7 wage increase, while trade union Solidarity is demanding a 10.5% hike along with improved working conditions. Here's FlySafair Chief Marketing Officer Kirby Gordon.
So at this stage, look, the reality is that both parties feel very strongly about their relative positions. There's obviously a question around remuneration. There's a question around the rostering system that we use. What really matters to us most at this stage is reaching an outcome that protects both the long-term health of the business and then supports the well-being of these pilots, which are our employees.
In other news, the National Council of Provinces has adopted the 2025 Appropriation Bill. It unlocks funding for key state functions, including education, healthcare, infrastructure, and justice. Here's the chairperson of the Select Committee on Appropriations, Didimalo Lekhwase.
The National Treasury should, within 90 days of the adoption of the report, together with the Department of Home Affairs, Communications and Digital Technologies, develop a recovery strategy to address the impact of budget reductions on service delivery and national priorities.
And finally, we move abroad. Thousands of people lined the streets of the UK city Birmingham to pay an emotional farewell to hometown hero Ozzy Osbourne as a heavy metal Hellraiser was laid to rest. He'd been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease in 2019 and died just 17 days after playing a final gig to a sold-out crowd in Birmingham. I'm Marlene Fischer. More news at 6.
All the music you love. All the songs you smock.
It's the Jonas Brothers.
Just like your exes in the
This is The Weeknd.
It's Ariana Grande.
That's Lady Gaga.
Hey there, world. This is Adam Levine from Maroon 5.
Hey, it's Dua Lipa.
On the station.
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM. That sounds like you.
Motivation. My one solution is my queen, cause she stays strong. Yeah, yeah. She is always in my corner, right there when I wanna. All these other girls are tempting, but I'm empty when you're gone, and they say